So my name is Dr. Kerry Yerkew, and welcome to today's webinar on lifestyle changes for back pain. Today we want to talk about what you can do to help yourself to better manage your back pain, work with your health professional to correct the underlying cause of the condition, and then to be able to maintain a healthier back long term. I've been practicing for over 26 years in chiropractic, and I saw a chiropractor when I was a young teenager. Had a lot of knee problems, and the chiropractor really helped me. He diagnosed my knee condition, took x-rays, and started treatments, which eventually enabled me to play sports at a higher level and just have a lot more confidence. I currently practice in Kelowna, British Columbia, and I'm the author of a book called Neck Pain and another one called Back Pain on Amazon. So what can you do to help yourself with back pain? Before we get into the presentation, just a disclaimer, if you have back pain, it's best to get your back pain checked by a health professional like a chiropractor to get the proper diagnosis and get specific recommendations for your back condition. Today I'm going to be talking about general stretches and exercises, lifestyle changes that we give in the clinic to our patients, but it's best to have your specific condition diagnosed and then recommendations made for your unique condition. So the first tip I have for you is to educate yourself. And what I mean by that is, if you do have back pain, learn more about it. And the more well-educated you are, the better decisions you're going to make for your back pain. And there's new research coming out all the time and new ways of treating back conditions. So it's important to read, to follow the research. It's pretty easy to go online and do a web search. Use trusted sources. Ask your health professional what you can do and which resources you could use to better educate yourself. The next tip I have for you is to see a chiropractor. And chiropractors are well trained at treating back conditions. They'll be able to properly diagnose your condition and then do the right treatments for you and give you the best advice. So if you don't live in the Kelowna area, find a chiropractor in your area that can help you. Ask around, ask for a referral, or go online and look at the ratings of the chiropractor. If you're in the Kelowna area, feel free to contact us. I'll give you the contact info later, and we'd be happy to help you. One of the best recommendations I can make to a patient that has back pain is to get enough rest and sleep. And this is one of my first recommendations. Sleep helps the healing process. The healing happens when you're at rest. The more rest and sleep you can get within reason, the better your body can heal. And so if you're used to sleeping 7 hours a night or 8 hours, it's good to get a little extra. Another half an hour, hour of sleep, or a nap during the day will really help the healing process. It'll help to reset the circadian rhythms in the body, and it'll allow you to build up stronger tissue as that repair mechanism is taking place in the body. I generally recommend 8+ hours of sleep for patients that are trying to heal from back pain. I do recommend naps. They count and they add to the total of hours slept. And then I do recommend changes for the way you sleep. So if you do have neck or back conditions, the posture that you sleep in on your side or on your back, I do talk to patients about that so they get more rest, and that'll support the healing process. Posture is important. And what I mean by that is sometimes when people are slouching, like in this forward position, it can put strain on the back. So posture is very important during the healing process. Good posture is like this picture on the right, where we see the ear, shoulder, hip, and the ankle lined up. When someone slouches, their ear goes in front of their shoulder. So it changes the curvature and flattens the curve in the neck area. It accentuates or increases the curve in the middle back. And then it causes the low back to sway to compensate. This will cause extra strain on the back and it will not be conducive to the healing process. So it's important to have the right posture or work towards that. You may not be able to go from this posture to the one on the right overnight, but having the right posture will definitely help support the healing process. And as the chiropractor is working on your spine, realigning it, you'll be able to get into a better posture and be able to maintain a better posture as the treatments progress. Hydration is very important. So drinking enough water and clean water is important. I like to recommend water systems that have nutrients like minerals in the water. So there's some water purification systems that take out all the contaminants, but really take out the minerals too. It's good to have the minerals still in the water because water is one of the main sources give us minerals. A lot of the water has like minerals from rocks or streams or salts, and it dissolves salts. So it's important to have a system that will purify your water, but also add back those dissolved solids that are important for your body to heal. And these are like electrolytes and nutrients that your body needs and the cells need to work properly. One of the first questions that I get in the clinic when someone starts care is, should I use ice or heat? And that's a very individual recommendation, but my general rule of thumb is if somebody just got injured, they just had an injury and they're in a lot of pain, I tell people to use ice. And I'll give them a recommendation of ice for 10 minutes and then take the ice off and do that 3 to 5 times after their treatment. So that'll help to reduce swelling, but it does stiffen the muscles. If someone's had a long-standing condition and there's an exacerbation, the symptoms have gotten worse and they've come to the clinic, I'll lean towards heat. So heat because I want to soften the tissues. It's been like that for a long time. It's chronic. And heat tends to soften the tissues, make the adjustments a little bit easier, but can increase the swelling. So there's a bit of a trade-off between the two. At times, I've recommended ice and heat alternating, 10 minutes on for the ice, and then 10 minutes of heat to cause a pumping mechanism, a contraction and expansion in the area to pump fluids through. But it all depends on the person's condition, and it depends on their history and what I'm seeing in the clinic. For exercises, some of the best ones for back pain are swimming. I like swimming because it's non-weight bearing. And this might be hard to do right now because of COVID and getting access to a pool. Some of them are open, some aren't. But swimming is good because it's non-weight bearing and it allows you to move most of your body parts with gentle resistance. So the water provides the resistance, you're floating and you're twisting your back a bit as you're going through those movements. You're using your upper body for the strokes. You can turn on your back and do the opposite type of movement, the back crawl and the front crawl. So there's a number of different postures that you can have while you're swimming, and they're non-weight bearing, which is great to start the healing process in the back. I wouldn't recommend biking. Tends to have too much of a forward posture for the low back. I do recommend walking though, going for some short walks to start and then longer walks as you're able. Don't run because it causes more of a jar on the back and a compression of it. And yoga is great because it's a gradual movement, and most yoga instructors will recommend a very gentle movement within your comfort zone. So they're not going to push you beyond your comfort level and cause things to get worse, cause an injury. So I really do like yoga, and often I'll recommend to my patients to start some yoga or go to a yoga class and learn more about basic stretches for yoga for your back. For mattresses, I recommend a firmer mattress for people that have back pain. And we don't want to see the mattress sagging too much. with, especially with the heavier body parts, the hip area, the head and the shoulders. We don't want the mattress to sag down. And then this area is supported and then it sags down in the lower part of your spine. That causes tension or stress on certain areas. We want a firmer mattress because it provides more support and it'll provide more of a neutral spine. So I find patients tend to do better with a firmer mattress. I've had some people sleep on the floor or on a sheet of plywood with a mattress on top. So the firmer, the better. And generally, the higher the coil count, the firmer the mattress is going to be. So if you're looking for a mattress, the higher the coil count, the better. You want to reduce stress because stress is pro-inflammatory. And by reducing stress, you reduce the stress hormones. And this improves the chemistry of the body to heal. The organs will function better. The brain chemistry will be more conducive to healing. It'll reduce the tension levels in the muscles and the tissues. And this is more conducive to the healing process. So how do you de-stress? Well, you can do something like meditation. Meditation is with breathing and relaxing your mind. There's very easy ways to do it. So meditation is a good way to de-stress. So is breathing techniques. Prayer has been shown to help with stress, and then therapy. So all of these things can help the stress levels, bring them down, give you a little bit more of a positive environment chemistry for your body to heal. And then work. I talk to my patients about their work position. Are they straining their back at work? Are they twisting? Are they sitting improperly? So we do discuss posture at work and how they're using their body at work. So for example, if somebody's doing plumbing and they're working in a bad position, it could put a lot of strain on their back. And we don't want to see people injuring themselves in between appointments and their backs taking a lot longer to heal. And then movement. Movement's important. So changing positions frequently, moving around. You might want to set a timer, set a reminder on your watch or on your desktop to get up every 25, 30 minutes and just move around, do a stretch. And then that'll help to keep your body flexible. It allows the fluids to move. The discs need the movement for the fluid to move in the joints. So it's important that you're setting reminders to move. If you're in one position for too long, that'll cause compression and you won't be getting the fluid and the fluidity in the joints that you need. And then nutrition. Nutrition's important because nutrition is the building block for the body. So if you have damaged tissue, you've got some scar tissue, been injured, there's lots of inflammation. As the treatments progress, we want your back to heal. And one of the best things you can do is provide the proper nutrition for your body. This is vitamins and minerals. And most of those you can get from vegetables and fruits and just whole foods, you know, grains, nuts. So a healthy diet's important. And what you want to get for the back to heal is calcium, electrolytes, magnesium, healthy fats like omega-3 fatty acids. And the omega-3 fatty acids are composed of DHA and EPA. Those elements are good for the nervous system and good for the body to heal. Protein's one other thing that I would recommend. You need enough protein because protein is the building block for the body. You don't need a ton of protein each day, but enough to restore and start to rebuild the body, kind of like doing a renovation in a home. If you need help with your back, feel free to call our office. Our phone number is 250-486-0062. I mentioned earlier, I wrote a book on back pain. It's on Amazon and it's in three formats. There's a paperback, there's the ebook, and then there's the audiobook. So all three formats for back pain on Amazon, as well as neck pain. And all you have to do is type in back pain on Amazon and my name, and this book will pop up for you. So it's in the Kindle Unlimited program. You can read it if you're a member of that. And certainly you're gonna pick up some tips from reading that book. For our upcoming webinars, we have a bunch of webinars coming up in November. I encourage you to go to our Eventbrite site. You just type in my name, Dr. Kerry Yerkew, and chiropractic on Eventbrite, and you're going to get a list of the upcoming webinars. Most are free, and then you can sign up for them, and then you'll get a link to the webinar. We're just upgrading our format so that now when you register, you'll be able to get the link right away. We won't have to send out an email to you. So for the next upcoming webinars, there'll be a sign-up page. You'll get a ticket, and then immediately you'll be able to access the webinar at the date and time that we're putting it on. I'm offering this special offer today. It's a 15-minute free consultation. So if you live in the Kelowna area and you'd like a consultation, please contact our clinic and we will schedule that 15-minute session to talk to you about your specific condition and see how we can help you. So it's a chance for you to be able to share exactly what you're going through, your history, your specific condition, and then we can let you know how we can help you with that. Our address, we're at 105 1628 Dixon Avenue. That's in Kelowna. Our phone number is 250-486-0062, and our email address, drkerryyerkew@gmail.com. Follow us on social media. Our handle's pretty easy. It's at Dr. Kerry Yerkew, and we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So YouTube's great because a lot of these videos, if you miss a webinar, we'll record it, and then we'll have it uploaded on YouTube. You can watch it later. And if you subscribe to our channel, you'll get the updates as we post these videos. So I would encourage you to subscribe to YouTube as well as the other social media channels. Follow us on those. We do have a podcast called Super Healthy. So you can get that on Apple Podcasts. You can get that on Spotify and on Google. So be sure to join us and follow us for our Super Healthy podcast. And our website is www.kerryyerkew.com. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. I'm just going to stop our slideshow and just come back to the webinar. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. You can do that via email or schedule the 15-minute consultation. And I hope to see you at the next webinar. Go to Eventbrite for that or in the clinic.